Bristol Bay Borough Police seized more than 23 grams of black tar heroin and $6,700 cash in a sizable drug bust on last Thursday in Naknek. 31-year-old Nathan Gray Wagner and 27-year-old Brandy Nicole Smith, both of Anchorage, were arrested on various charges. Wagner escaped custody Friday afternoon, but was recaptured an hour later. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Nathan Wagner, originally from Naknek, had two outstanding warrants for his arrest from Anchorage. Borough Police Officer John Reischick spent several days trying to find the 31-year-old, who has a growing history of interactions with law enforcement. On Thursday evening, Reischick tracked Wagner down at a fishing site near the Peterson Point Cannery. Wagner was hiding in a blue Connex van and resisted arrest. Officer Reischick said he had a hard time handcuffing Wagner and a harder time getting him back to the patrol vehicle. At one point, Wagner made a break for his cabin, and he and Reischick ended up both going off a four-foot-high porch and continuing their altercation on the ground. During this struggle, the officer felt a square case inside Wagner's coveralls. Reischick was able to toss that away while the fight went on. Inside that case, according to police, was a lot of drugs. An inventory turned up 23.3 grams of black tar heroin, more than 7 grams of marijuana, plus 12 illegal pills and paraphernalia for cutting and dealing tar heroin. Stan Swetsoff is the chief of the Bristol Bay Borough Police.
You know, we initially weren't out there to deal with this. We went out there to arrest on an outstanding warrant, or several outstanding warrants, and so when we found this on his person, it made us pretty happy, because that's a big chunk of heroin.
Wagner also had $6,700 cash on his person, which leads the chief to think he'd been in business for a while this summer.
I believe he was selling right out of the cabin there by the beach. When I initially spoke to his girlfriend, who we ended up arresting, she was saying that they were out here to fish the set net site right there on the beach, but had only fished once in the last month that they've been out here. So I think he was dealing, and that's how he's been making all the money.
Wagner was charged with second-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance and with resisting arrest. Wagner's girlfriend, 27-year-old Brandy Smith, was also arrested, also charged with second-degree drug dealing, as well as hindering prosecution and tampering with evidence. Borough police say she tried to hide a lot of drug paraphernalia, including some 3 dozen foil wrappers with heroin residue and 97 hypodermic needles. Chief Swetsoff says he was glad to see all of this off the streets and these two behind bars.
You know, every year this is always an issue, and it's always brought up that, you know, people come out here, and we have several other tips that we're following leads on, not necessarily involved with these people, but definitely involved in drug dealing in our town, and we're going after them for sure.
But the police role with this case did not end after the two were taken into custody. On Friday afternoon, Wagner asked to go to the Chamai Clinic as he was believed to be detoxing badly from drug addictions. At the clinic, he asked to step outside to vomit, did so, then stood up and bolted straight to nearby alders and disappeared. Police say he then stole an ATV, drove back to his cabin, changed out of his prison orange and whites, and took his own ATV towards some destination unknown. Two police officers and a wildlife trooper pursued. Wagner was able to elude capture for close to an hour before he was arrested again by John Reischick near mile 2 of the Alaska Peninsula Highway. Police say they're likely to add additional charges of vehicle theft, escape, and eluding. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.